Mr. Toastmaster, Mr. President, fellow members and welcomed guests. Have you ever seen anyone or anything that came from the past? Have you ever seen anyone or anything traveled into the future? No? That means all actions, all physical things and people are only here, in the present. The past is dead. Future is elusive. Where present is tangible, realistic, changeable, and felt and seen. So, my main point here is stick more to the present. Feel it, value it, appreciate being in it, and put aside all of those other extreme thoughts from the past, or overdreamt ones from the future. When I was doing my university degree on English language and literature, it was the first time to be introduced to Shakespeare, and particularly it was Macbeth. In one of the conversations between him and his wife, blaming her for provoking him until he killed the king, she said to him, "What is done cannot be undone," which means, you kill the king, and life will carry on no matter you blame me or admit your silliness and weakness. Nothing going to change. Since then, almost 20 years now, and this is my principle in life. Plan well ahead, execute well, and accept outcomes. If you don't like it and it can be changed, do it again. If it was a one-shot experience, then it is done and cannot be undone. My father was very sick before passing away a few years ago, and I wanted to help him and lift his spirits up a bit and give him some hope. He was a man of travels, adventures, and experiences. One morning after breakfast, a few months before his death, I said to him, "Father, I want to hear your full story from you, and I will write it down after you." I could see his eyes shining with excitement and happiness. He looked at me and said, "Of course, from where would you like me to start?" I said to him, "Narrators don't ask listeners. You start from wherever you like, but expect me to stop you for questions." He forgot about his pain and started speaking passionately and eagerly, like he's living those travels and conversations and experiences again. I wrote about 15 to 20 pages and then decided to give him a break. I never had the chance to do this again and dictate more of my father's narrations. Left the country 3 months before his last day. One day I called him and asked him to resume our narration writing over the phone. But he was hopeless and said, "No, forget about that." I was angry and said to him, "But it's history." He very painfully replied, "It is dead history. You focus on writing your own and forget about mine now." A few weeks later, a text message comes to me when I was in South Africa for the Christmas holiday before I go to Egypt for the second half of the holiday in a week time. "Your father is dead." I haven't seen him. He couldn't wait for me. He couldn't look in the future to see that I'm coming. He couldn't live the past again and sadly lost hope in the precious and powerful moments of his present and left. To conclude, live the present fully, mindful and aware. Don't weigh too much on the past and think of the future wisely and not too much. Mr. Toastmaster.